Oh, I'm sorry.
Trying to figure out what the rating was because the railings were had some deterioration, signs of the bridge.
No, we had had more than one person inquire about the 160 bridge since we were replacing the 76 bridge, and they're the same age, so I just thought that you were asking the same question we've gotten from a lot of other people.
So we don't.
It was the older concrete, which is under core.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't do inspections for the Corps of Engineers, no.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I don't have an engineering contact. We've been dealing with the realty people on the realty rights for, obviously, when we moved the Bull Shoals Bridge over. But I think just a local contact with the Corps would be the best place to start to find out what type of inspection cycle they have.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next time I am, when I come in, I should have, I know we were working on a written document that we produce every year that basically has a write-up of what I just told you about our construction for the year. But it's for the whole 21 county area, and so I try to make that document available to our public officials and stuff so you guys can know what's going on.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have drug court letter next on the agenda, and we have a letter that addressed to our circuit judge that we applaud the efforts of everyone involved in the Taney County Drug Court program. Anytime an individual deals with his or her addictions, stops the illegal use of drugs, and becomes a productive citizen, Taney County benefits, and we thank them for all that they do. And it's a letter asking for the county to sign off on.
Move to approve the drug court letter.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid, let's see. Bid recommendation for plat cabinet number 201-701-356.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, commissioners.
Morning.
I'm here this morning in regards to bid number 201701-356 for a plat cabinet that was requested by the Taney County Recorder of Deeds, Mr. Robert Dixon, who has asked me to handle this process for him. This bid went out to the public and on our website on January the 14th. It closed on February the 14th, and we opened responses here in public from four different vendors. I have a picture of the plat cabinet if the commission wants to see what this is. The last time we bought one of these was in 2011, so they don't come up too often. We received responses from four different vendors, and I have a copy of those responses if the commission wishes to see those exact amounts, or I can just read them into the record quickly.
Read them.
Spectra Associates Incorporated of Delmar, New York, responded with a bid of $7,355. P.F. Pettibone and Company of Crystal Lake, Illinois, who was the previous awarded vendor, responded with a total amount of $6,717.80. Ham Bookbinding Incorporated of Wright City, Missouri, responded with an amount of $6,000 even. And the fourth vendor was Elkin Swoyer's Company of Springfield with a bid amount of $7,259.75. along with the total amounts. We asked for delivery dates, and all four of the vendors responded with acceptable delivery dates. The information and copies of each one of these bids was turned over to Mr. Dixon's staff, and they communicated with him as to what his recommendation would be, and his recommendation was relayed to me to present this morning to you all for award to Ham Bookbinding Incorporated of Wright City, Missouri, in the amount of $6,000 with a committed estimated delivery date of 3 to 5 weeks, which is totally acceptable, and that's Mr. Dixon's recommendation for award.
Ham Bookbinding?
Ham, H-A-M, Bookbinding. And Wright City is just outside St. Louis, as I understand.
Move to award bid number 201701-356 to Ham Bookbinding out of Wright City for $6,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I will notify the vendors.
Bid recommendations for cab pickups, 3.
Yes, good morning. This is in reference to a repost of bid number 201701-357 for extended cab pickups, amended to actually include the purchase of 4 pickups as allowed by the bid specifications. We talked about this particular process last week, and a few issues came up that Mr. Hayes has resolved, and he's here this morning to basically re-recommend his recommendation for award to the low bidder of Joe Machan's Ford of Columbia, Missouri. I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes for detail.
Basically, we had discussions on extended double cab, super cab. And basically what we put in there, we have it titled extended cab.
Super cab.
In the specifications it says super cab. So, and Ford is telling me that's the same as extended cab. And then I also talked with Chevrolet, and actually the double cab is bigger than the extended cab, but then they have a crew cab. And actual, by the wheelbase, the one Chevrolet dealer told me that the double cab is smaller than the actual crew cab by the wheelbase, and both Chevrolet dealers had two different wheelbases in the bid specs what they presented. So, but if we want to go with crew cabs, we really need to bid out and specify basically that, and they're all bidding the same bid spec. So I'm going to re-enter my recommendation is going with Joe Macon's Ford for 4 vehicles for a total cost of $108,148.
I make a motion we accept bid number 201701-357 for 4 extended cabs awarded to Joe Macon Ford, Columbia, Missouri, for the total amount of $108,148.
On those, Ms. White, you moved to accept a bid recommendation. Do you want to move to actually award?
I move that we accept the recommendation to award the purchase of the 4 trucks under the bid number 201701.
Just trying to make sure we're doing it right so we don't.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Second.
Bid number 201701-357 to Joe Macon's Ford, Columbia, Missouri.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Do those have the vendors?
Do those have the 4 outdoor handles, or those are suicide doors?
They are the suicide doors.
You said you don't want the suicide doors.
That's what we
I'm just
got.
Getting.
That's,
I'm getting mixed stuff from you, Andy. That's all I'm asking.
The
you tell me you don't want certain things, and then that's what he wants.
the double cab was the one that had the doors that opened like the front doors, but these extended cab Fords, super cab, that is what we previously bought, and that was the spec that we put out.
I'm just making sure that you understand that you're going against what you said you wanted.
I think to not go with it, we would have to go out to rebid. And
I thought that's what we were doing. I thought that's what we left it at last week for clarification on. But again, if this is what Randy wants now, then that's. I think I've been in those trucks 2 times in 5 years, 4 years.
Well, I've also sat down and talked with the supervisors, and if we. If they actually didn't want to do that, we're going to have to rebid. We've got to reject this. Rebid, it's going to be probably mid to late summer before we ever see trucks if we do that. And so I asked them, each one of them, what they want to do, and they said, we'll go ahead.
Just go and go with that.
So that's what they want to do.
It sounds good.
I'll notify the vendors of the award.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll see. Next, we have bid recommendations for pneumatic tire roller.
Yes, this is in reference to bid number 201701-361 for pneumatic tire rollers requested by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department to release this bid to the public and on our website on January the 21st, 2017. We closed last week, February 21st. We opened responses to this bid here in public on February the 22nd. We received responses from 4 different vendors. Fabic Cab, Springfield, G.W. Van Keppel, Springfield, Berry Tractor, Springfield, and Potter Equipment of Springfield. Mr. Hayes is, I think, passing out his spreadsheets on those responses, and I'll turn it over to him now for his award recommendation.
After reviewing these 4 vendors' bids, I'm recommending that we go with the G.W. Van Keppel Company for a total cost of $76,704.
As the low bidder.
As the low bidder. Actually, Berry Tractor and also Van Keppel bid the exact same roller. They're both vendors for that particular machine. And that will be with just a standard warranty, which I believe is 1 year on these machines. This particular roller is what we're trying to add an additional roller on our chip seal program. That's the reason for this tire roller.
So the standard warranty would be 1 year with unlimited hours.
Yeah.
Is there any, in the past you've made comments about different software available, and is there any benefit to that or no?
Basically not on this. I mean, this is a piece of equipment we basically use seasonally and mainly through our chip seal program is when these are being used, and we very seldom have too much trouble with these type of equipment. Every once in a while we'll have problems, but generally they're minor.
There's no more questions. I move that we go with the bid to G.W. Van Keppel in bid number 201701-361 in the amount of $76,704.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I will notify the vendors.
Bid recommendations for double drum roller.
Yes, this is in reference to bid number 201001. 201701-362 for a double drum roller.